This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Week, farewell week, and potentially, can you believe it, impeach in the Senate for our current president. What are the odds of that happening? I don't honestly think they're that good because of the amount of Republicans that would have to jump ship. And it is about numbers, no question about it. But the ripping up of the Capitol, the smashing of windows, the disregard for our nation's seat of legislation, is that enough that there would be some Republicans who are going to heap that on the president and his words, or no? Move on. That's that. It's not going to happen. And the biggest one, and the one that everybody's watching, is going to be, what will Mitch McConnell do? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. As always, never, never dull. I knew when I cracked open this mic, over 10 years ago, that, yeah, there'd be some exciting things that would happen, because we're going to rock in a couple of different directions. We're going to have fun on this show. We're going to talk about what you're talking about in your backyard, what's happening in my backyard, what's hot, what's happening, what's new. But I never thought when we jumped into politics, because, of course, we talk about what's going on in D.C. that reverberates, that affects us. It affects our lives. It affects all the aspects of our lives, including what's in our wallets. So here we go. We are knee-deep into territory I never, ever thought, honestly, that I would see. Never, never, never. And maybe some of you feel the same way. So this is what happens. Right now, what is going on in Washington is, of course, the fact that at the Capitol, you have soldiers who are sleeping in the rotunda, finding a space anywhere they can and sleeping. They're sleeping there. So when I look at it, it reminds me of a time when I was in Mexico and I was covering a big election there. And I went into their I went into their legislative hall, and it was not shocking, but stunning for me to see so many armed guards and so many camo from head to toe soldiers that were like everywhere I looked. And going up to the mayor and interviewing the mayor of that city, and it just really left an impression with me. And, of course, I later saw stuffing of ballot boxes and all of that. But I never thought we would see that at the Capitol, that we would see so many that were there from A to Z, and the boundaries that have been laid out, because you can't even get close to the Capitol. That's the other part of this. And it doesn't look like typically what would be an inauguration. It looks like anything but an inauguration. So while the Biden presidency is brewing and some policies may change, policies that could affect you in different ways, including what happens with the stimulus, there's all these promises about what the money will be there and what some of the other programs are that will have money dumped into them that could or maybe don't affect you, anybody listening to my voice right now, or it might affect you. But the bottom line is this. There is this changing, a transition of the guard no matter what, and there is the exit of President Trump. The moving vans have been there. They're taking the stuff to Mar-a-Lago. The end is going to be The band playing him out is what he is choosing to happen. A red carpet gets him on Marine One. He leaves, and the inauguration is going on, I suppose, later on in the day, because I think he's leaving well before that. I don't know the exact timing of it, because as you can imagine, when you make those phone calls to find out what is the timing of all of this, you don't really get the answer on the time. But from my understanding, from what I know, is yes, that of course will happen before Biden is sworn in as the next president. So then the next thing becomes the president leaves. I think he goes into media. I think he ends up having a voice in a different way than many people are probably thinking. I always thought that would happen, but that he would run again in another 4 years because there are huge fans behind him, huge voters behind him, and there's money behind that. But here's the thing. If the Senate votes to impeach him, then that doesn't happen because he can't run for office again. He can't run for the presidency again. And it's so strange because you have him leaving, you have the start of the Biden era, and while that is happening and there's the pandemic, oh yeah, that's taken almost 400,000 lives in of the U.S. and this botched vaccine rollout, you also have the Senate that's going to be preoccupied with impeachment. And Chuck Schumer is pushing this as hard and as fast as he can. But will there be enough Republicans that are going to be willing to vote for impeachment that it in fact does happen? And you can bet, and I know this for sure, that maneuvering is happening behind the scenes. So you got 25,000 National Guard troops in D.C. already rolled in for this inauguration. You have the mayor of D.C. telling everyone to stay away because there really is no place to protest or party or any of that, since you can't get very close, as they've closed off so many of the roads that would, especially the main road, that leads you right, Constitution Avenue, that leads you right down to the Capitol. A very, very different kind of moment in our history of swearing somebody new in and sending off another president, and yet still wondering if there is going to be an impeachment. So, of course, on this show, it is a free-for-all. I say that all the time. Whatever your opinion is, just have an opinion and send it to me or jam on the phone lines. And you certainly have filled up the mailbag, and we will get to that a little bit later on. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. In between what's happening, politically speaking, you have two lotteries that went sky high. Do you care about that? I'm seeing the numbers everywhere, almost in my sleep, because they're on so many of these digital billboards. We're seeing that. We're seeing, sadly, the COVID death rise, especially in Southern California. And then as a distraction, we have this thing called the NFL that is narrowing its field down to now four teams that will vie for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. We've just begun, folks. Another week. Meet you on the flip side.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay. stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
I think for a couple of people, and of course, with this being the final moment for Donald Trump, I think this will be his theme song. It'll go from the YMCA song to when he goes to rallies, probably I Will Survive. I Will Survive is a song that a lot of people scream when they leave a hospital and they survive COVID, because we're seeing just how bad COVID has bubbled up. And trust me, it's not a conspiracy. If you believe that, I have some great property that I would love to sell you, because I could use the cha-ching. I would love it in Florida, and it might be a little swampy. So nearly 400,000 people have died in the U.S. out of 24 million cases worldwide, because we got people listening to us all over. Hello to all our friends in the U.K. and into Australia and so many other spots. But 2.3 million dead out of 95 million cases. 52.3 million have recovered. I say this all the time. I truly love the recovery number, because the more people that recover, and I've known 15 that have recovered, and they went through some hell, some of them along the way, it gives hope to others who may get COVID-19. And of course, there is this other strain that is happening while we see what goes on with the vaccine rollout. I will tell you this. While some people are saying, oh, I don't want to take the vaccine, I'm not certain about that, And now we've seen many people of note who have taken it to kind of tell everybody, Listen, if you thought I'm going to drop dead, I'm getting the vaccine. But what's happened is you're on a wait list and you're, you know, 30,000 on the wait list or whatever it might be. But it also shows that people are signing up to be on these wait lists. And almost any county that I called in a couple of different areas, certainly where we have listeners, that's been the case. I haven't gotten back from anybody. Wow, we have all these vaccines, or we're expecting these vaccines, and we don't have anybody signed up. There's nobody making reservations. We're kind of worried because we don't want to waste the vaccine, and how do we get people to line up for this? And the answer is people are signing up for it. People are registering for it because they're seeing the numbers, and frankly, they're sick of being isolated. If you're completely vaxxed, then it's got to be safe. And if the people around you are vaccinated or we get this herd immunity, oh, please, hello, we can save our friends who are drowning in industries that we love. And maybe you're listening to me and you're in that situation where it's the restaurant business, where we can dine out again and laugh and wait for a table. Do you remember waiting for a table, what that was like? Oh, I do. Or making reservations of a different sort, whatever it is, or flying somebody somewhere, or seeing people that you haven't seen for fear that maybe they get it, maybe you get it, and you don't want to be the person that kills somebody, right? People are on edge with this and over the top sick of it because we've been dealing with it since March. Do we ever think that it was going to last this long? And the answer is yes, except for I thought that we would start to see it lifting a lot sooner. And the sooner it lifts, the better. Because I've heard from all of you, and you're all tired of it. And you're tired of seeing your friends lose their business. And you're furious at mayors, governors, and people who are wrapping everyone around in COVID red tape. Or they're not. And then you see what has happened in Los Angeles County. It's very strange to watch sports, right? Because the sports that you used to go and say, well, I can get away from all the nonsense because I'm just going to go tailgate. I'm going to kick back and tailgate. Oh, yeah, no tailgating. Remember what the old days were like when you used to tailgate? Remember when you used to be able to send the kids off to school and they weren't in their pajamas with their laptops open, catching maybe the first class or so and then taking a break? Oh, it's very, very strange. And I think we crave a connection so the world will explode in a much better way. I can only hope. All right, I was thinking about this. So COVID, I said the numbers. The number, it's bleak. It's almost 400,000. In L.A. County, we know it's awful. A person every 6 minutes is dying from COVID. That was the latest that we have there, so that's a hot spot. Our friends in Arizona, I love Arizona. If you have not been to Arizona, please put that on your list to go and drive to Arizona and all that it offers in its many cities, from Tucson, which I love, to Sedona, Phoenix, you know, wherever. And it's bad there, too, as well, because the bottom line is if you get this and you have that dry cough and then you start to panic and you can't breathe and there's no place for you to go, it's awful. Because if there was a place, there's a better chance that you come out of this, right? And you still might. I had two friends that were younger and got turned away from hospitals and did survive it, but had an incredible tough time for almost 2 weeks. And, of course, were scared out of their minds that if they really needed, again, to try to go to the hospital after they were sent away, what would they do? While the Senate mounts its charge of, impeachment against the president, And while we see that they, of course, the FBI, by the way, has vetted all the guard troops in D.C., so that's a lot of vetting, 25,000 troops that are there. So while that's all going on simultaneously, and like I said, they're in the other chamber getting ready after the inauguration to then move forward with this impeachment. And the curiosity to me, the biggest curiosity I have is what happens, and I said this in the very beginning, what happens with Mitch McConnell? Because Mitch McConnell, he's a sly fox, right? Y'all in Kentucky know what I'm talking about. He knows how to make you think one thing and then at the last second go in a different direction. He is a skilled politician. The New York Times leaks out this article about him furious about what happened, of course, at the Capitol and the siege of the Capitol and what a disgrace and all of that. And then saying that the election, there wasn't voter fraud, and so moving forward with that before everything that happened at the Capitol. But hinting that there was a possibility that he would vote for impeachment, but the speculation, I think, is so high that that will happen. I think it's the opposite. I think he'll do what he does the best. He will not vote for impeachment. And how many others would follow suit? You know, you have Lindsey Graham, who said, you know, he's telling Biden, let's just stand, and he's friends, very good friends with Joe Biden. He's telling Biden, let's just stand down on this whole Trump impeachment thing. The whole idea of the scarlet letter at the start of the presidency and what we're dealing with, why we need to unify the country. And if you don't stand up against, he's saying, if you don't stand up against impeachment, then we start off on that road to being problematic, being filled with problems of discord and angry feelings and all of that, because you're not unifying the country. That, you know, after he leaves office, if you don't stand up against the impeachment, that you would be a weak figure in American history, is what Graham said. He was on Fox today, and he's been quoted in other publications as saying something similar to that, stressing he believes that pursuing impeachment after will just divide the country even more, and that you know, you need to stand up and tell Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to dismiss what he believes is an unconstitutional attempt to impeach President Trump out of office. Graham tweeted the letter he sent to Schumer out so you could see it. He said the Senate should vote to dismiss the article of impeachment once it's received in the Senate, because we will be delaying indefinitely, if not forever, the healing of this great nation. What say you? Let me know. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Mailbag next.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The nation's capital is on lockdown as Washington, D.C. prepares for Wednesday's inauguration. But some security experts are warning that state capitals across the country are at more risk of violence than the nation's capital. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Zwecker tells Fox News that the state capitals could be the softer targets for those intending on committing violence on Inauguration Day.
So everybody's calling for, looking for trouble now. Everybody's expecting and predicting disaster and that sort of thing. I'm more concerned, really, about what's happening in our nation's capital, the capitals of the states, the capital cities. I think those are going to be the softer targets for people who don't want to travel to D.C., understand that it's buttoned down. And that is a hit-or-miss proposition when it comes to the police departments and whether they're enabled and funded and capable of dealing with that kind of problem.
This is USA Radio News. The nation's top disease expert says that the U.S. is just weeks away at possibly approving another coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci says vaccines developed by Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca could soon have enough data gathered to be considered for an emergency use authorization from the FDA. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that the data could come in as soon as a week or so.
We're going to be meeting with the authorities on that. They have a lot of events meaning infections within the context of the trial. So their data, I think, very soon, I would imagine within a period of a week or so, or at the most a couple of weeks, they're going to be getting their data together and showing it to the FDA. And obviously they're going to have to get their data and safety monitoring board to look at it to see if it is appropriate to start, you know, essentially putting the package together to get an emergency use authorization. But we're weeks away, not months away for sure.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for all of the email. We are flooded as always. Welcome to a big week in America. Yeah. Goodbye to one president, hello to another, problems in between, fears of insider attacks, all kinds of things, soft targets, and concerns about the future, and rightly so here in the United States of America. So Joseph in the French Quarter says, Kate, breeze, in or out. I don't know who dat to believe. I know you know. Will he retire or not? He will retire. Oh, it hurts my heart. I thought the Saints were going to beat Tampa. I mean, I knew it would be close. The Bucks were good, and there were some mistakes that were made, and it was a good game. But the last game for Drew Brees, sadly, boy, he gave his heart and soul to the people of New Orleans and the Saints fans everywhere. 20 seasons with the Saints. Yep, and he won a Super Bowl, too, and came so close and got ripped off, I think, on the road to one. But he has records galore. He'll be in the Hall of Fame, and it's the end of an era. So no question, I would be stunned based on sources that I know, and even I think Jay Glazer from Fox, who has pretty good sources, he has been blurting that out all over the place and saying that, yeah, he's going to retire. So I think it's true. It will happen. It's so hard to say goodbye to the game. I think he stays in the game in some form, though. I don't know if it will be as an announcer. He could be a good announcer. He'd be great even just to hang with the Saints cruise and do things for with the Saints. But I don't know. We'll see. And I definitely know he's a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer. I love that question. I really thought the Saints were going to do it. In fact, when we did our Nail the Score, I was pretty sure that's what we were going to see. I said the Saints were going to win it 38-30, and that did not happen. It was looking good. It was looking good for a while, but the Buccaneers took it 32-20. That was the final score. So thanks for that question, Joseph. All right, Conrad in Texas says, Kate, what do you think will happen at the state capitol in Austin with what's going on as targets, that they say they're targets all the state capitals? What do you think will happen? Well, when I look at my crystal ball, what do I think will happen? I think that what's happening is that there are places that they're setting up some barricades, and there are with that there are some businesses that are temporarily closing some stores because they're worried about protests and vandalism. So all around there, I think there would be looting. I think there could be problems. That's what I think will happen. But there was concern about a note that they found, a note that was saying that they were going to target Representative Andre Carson, and as one of the two Muslims in the House of Representatives. So we're looking at that at the Capitol and wondering if that projects down to, like Conrad says, in Texas and what will happen in Austin. And I have a friend who's a reporter there. I have another friend who's in politics there. And they feel like they have a handle on it. They feel like that, yes, there is concern about some kind of attack because it'd be easier to attack the capitals, but they don't feel as though that's going to happen, so they're taking the precautions, and that's what else can you do is take the precautions. So, Conrad, let's hope nothing happens. I think there are other areas that are more wide open. I would say Michigan would be one of those, but they're shutting everything down, so they're not even attempting anything to happen there. There's not going to be anything happening in Austin either. There's not going to be tours and all that normal stuff. And I think, in fact, most of the capitals, from what I understand, it's going to be the same thing. And then all eyes on who are the targets, like I just mentioned, Carson, who are the targets and the possibilities of what could happen. We have these thousands of troops digging in for inauguration on D.C. that, with the heavy security, there still is concern about how possibly somebody could get through if they really wanted to get through and do something nefarious, and what that might be. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Thomas, and Thomas says, hi, Kate, that whole idea of the insider attack, and obviously we've seen that there were some law enforcement that was there, that they were off, and they had come to support the president, and then they ended up being in the crowd, maybe not in the middle, not every one of them in the middle of the rotunda, but somewhere on the grounds initially. So it just makes you wonder, what else do we not know about the people that are part of the Capitol Guards, and what else do we not know about maybe some of the police force in D.C. that could be called into question? Well, I think I briefly said this. They are vetting right now guard members, and they're running the names through the databases, watch lists, to see if there's any kind of associations, anything terrorism-related. The FBI is working with the Secret Service, and they're doing additional training to service members when they get to D.C. So if they hear something that's not appropriate, what's the chain of command, how do they report it, all of that. And then with the Capitol Police, there have been concerns about that in the past. And when I say concerns, not that it's all poisonous, the well, but there are one or two people that might have been part of helping the mob reach the Capitol in an attempt to prevent Congress from certifying Biden's election win. And then the riots that, of course, resulted in that, and 125 arrests, there's even more being made probably as this leaves my lips, but forcing lawmakers to flee and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But how many were there who took part in it, who helped or did whatever, that's an unknown figure at this point. But it would have to be. I mean, panic buttons were removed, so there would have to be somebody was on the inside that was a little bit more involved in making it an easier path, I guess, is the way to say that. All right, let's go to this one from Nick, who was listening to us in West Virginia. West Virginia, my favorite place to hang out when I was going to school, and I have family in West Virginia. I don't know why I said that. I was just thinking about West Virginia. I was thinking about Wheeling, West Virginia. So the question is, hey, Katie, looking at Giuliani, I just have to say I'm a lifelong Republican, and I know that you were in New York on 9/11, and he was so statesy, and how he handled that as the mayor of that city. He did just a brilliant job. I'm sure he's known Donald Trump forever, but it's like he's lost his mind. I don't know that I would want him representing me. Some of the things that he says and some of the way he's being parroted by comedians, I think rightfully so, he is like the Penguin. And he looks like he's going to fall over and have a heart attack anyway. Why does the president have this guy defending him? Well, we know what happened to the last lawyer. The last lawyer turned on him, Michael Cohen, and dumped a bunch of things that happened in the past out. So Giuliani has always been friends with Donald Trump, and he's just... I think what the thing is he's vocal, but he's just a part of the defense team. He's going to be a part of the defense team in the second impeachment trial. So he's going to argue that the president's claim of widespread voter fraud didn't constitute incitement to violence because he debunked, the widely debunked claims are true is what he's saying. He said that's what he's working on. He said that's his piece of what he's working on as far as the impeachment defense, but he's not the only counsel. He's got like 1, 2, 3. I want to say he's got like 5 other attorneys. So he's just the front guy. He's the guy that you always see. And you're right. I saw him walking into the White House, and they were talking about somebody had a camera on, and they were talking about him. And he looked. Then maybe you saw the same thing I saw. He looked like he was just going to fall over. And I thought, what is going on here? Why is the former mayor of New York City, why is he the face of this, especially after what happened, on January 6th? But he is. He's a known name, and so, you know, that's it. That's why he defers to him. So I think the thing is about numbers, like I said when I first jumped on. So the House of Representatives voted to impeach Trump with all the Democrats along. 10 Republican members voted to charge the president with inciting supporters to storm the U.S. Capitol. They need at least 16, I want to say, in the Senate, and that's going to be a whole different thing. I think it's going to be tough to find those 16, 17 Republican senators that are going to say yes to impeachment. And that's really what this all is about. Because if they don't get that, then that process, it becomes the process. But it does not have the teeth in it that it would have. Yeah. And like I said, if I were a betting person, I do not see it. Coming up next, we're changing gears. We're talking about a boxer in the Hall of Fame. We're talking to him in New Jersey. Boy, did he pack a punch in his day. Stay with us. Going to the Man Cave.
GraveSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco T helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Excited about our next guest, and bear with him as he speaks, because he really was something when I was a kid, and I can remember my grandfather talking about him. He's in our virtual green room, Rusty Rosenberger. And Rusty's really claim to fame was in 1979, he surprised the world by defeating Reggie Jones. He became the New Jersey middleweight boxing champ. The world title was right there, and he felt it. He thought it was his destiny. There was a big fight at Giant Stadium, and then his manager, Lou Duva, slipped him some pills before a match, and things changed different. Things became different in his world, and the book really is. Lessons. It is unclaimed destiny. What happens to you then, and what certain men can do, and how you have to stand up and fight and stay in the ring of life after being knocked down. And it's certainly a book for anybody who's into the sport of boxing and anyone who's looking for a hero, because Rusty Rosenberger is that guy. And I grew up in New Jersey, not far from Atlantic City, where the fights were big, and my grandfather, I remember him reading the sports pages, and that was my interest in him talking about it. And seriously, I was so, so young, but I remember it. And then, as an adult in my career, I lived in Vegas, and so I got to know the fight game a little bit and be around it and see what it's like. And it is a tough game, as Rusty will tell you. So, Rusty, thank you so much for coming on the show. Tell me about beating Reggie Jones. What was that like?
It was amazing. I had never fought more than a six-round club fight in my career at the time. Luigi was having me back for a 12-round championship fight. That's great. I didn't know if we were going to fight a six-round fight, a 12-round championship fight overnight. That's unheard of. But I wasn't 12 rounds in as a bigger in Jones on a unanimous decision.
So you win that fight, and then you heard me describe that Lou Duva gives you some pills. What happened that to the world title and your shot?
Well, Lou Duva promoted the only fight that ever held to a giant stadium. And that was on December 16, 1979. And I was one of the main events. And he bet on the other guy, not me. He knew all his kids from sources to bet on the other girls, not me.
Wow, so that had to be tough, and I described it as, I mean, it was terrible. Then you've got to kind of stand up. And you did that. You had the heart of a champion, like the book says. What do you want people to know about your journey?
And once you're out of the limelight, nobody cares. I ran to Kate Delaney. She here. Yeah, buzzer, and thank you, Kate. And it's been a long, tough journey. And I'm still fighting to get to the top. And I refuse to quit trying. I always try as hard as I did. I've watched many of my friends, Kumu Mancini, Tony Danza, they all went to the top. And I was, as we were building home, and I never made it to the top. And I'm so glad, so scared, and every day to get there.
Yeah. Your son became a fighter. Are you proud of your son?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. He did very well.
He did. And so he obviously watched from you. That's for sure. And I think this book, Unclaimed Destiny, The Heart of a Champion, really, if you go through this, you'll understand Rusty's story that much better as to what happened to him and what you can take away from it, like I said, about destiny and the sport of boxing. He looks deeply into this, into what it's like to be a contender. And as Rusty said to me, once you're out of the limelight, when you're in the limelight and you're rising up through the ranks, everybody's interested. But then once you're out of the limelight, it becomes a different thing, right?
When you're in the limelight, of course, the light switches on. Everybody sees you and hears about you. Once you hear you're in the fight, the light switch goes off, and nobody hears anymore.
Yeah. Do you still, Rusty, do you still follow boxing? Do you like boxing?
not so much.
Yeah.
I did invent a program called Boxercise. It's been a program where I teach my clients how to move on their feet like a boxer, how to throw punches like a boxer, how to put hand pads on, They put a glove on it for a time around, 2 minute round, and I had them throw punches, hitting my hand bad. You read great code, I should worry out. It's just a labor. Very decent. I'm going to exercise to ever find anywhere in the world. And I invented it in 1989.
Yeah. Well, Rusty, we want people to pick up your book again. Rusty Rosenberger, the name of the book is Unclaimed Destiny, The Heart of a Champion. Rusty, we wish you the best and thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Graham. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, so again, in 1979, Rusty shocked the world, really, by beating Reggie Jones to become the New Jersey middleweight boxing champion. The world title was within his grasp, and that's what the story is about. And then his manager was Lou Duva, who I mentioned, who slipped him some pills. I mentioned that before the match. And so then he talks about, you know, the beating that followed and what happened and that kind of stuff. And then you heard him mention there, if it was unclear, that he talks about this boxing exercise that he started that is so intriguing. You know, boxing is a great way to get in shape, and that is popular for women and for men. So his story is really, really fascinating, what happens to those people that get lost in between, like he said. All right, tail end of the show, I want to mention a couple of things sports-wise, because there are a few people that care about the football games, people that live in these areas or root for these teams. The Packers beat the Rams 32-18. Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers, probably MVP of the league. Threw for almost 300 yards and a couple of touchdowns. The Bills beat the Ravens 17-3. I talk about Josh Allen a bunch. So they win their side of the AFC divisional playoffs. Then you go to the Sunday games, and they were great. The Chiefs beat the Browns, but boy, the Browns came really close. Pat Mahomes out during the game with a concussion. Boy, he looked like he had his bell rung when he got up. And so I think there's big concerns there. But Chad Henne comes in, and he gets the job done. And 22-17, so the Chiefs go to the AFC divisional game to meet the Bills. The Packers, NFC, they'll host that. Buccaneers beat the Saints 30-20. So it's the Buccaneers in that one against the Packers. It's going to be really chilly. Might even snow, they say. Music means that we are off the stage for this hour. Thanks so much to all of you for listening and filling up my mailbag. Oh, I appreciate it. You can always send me your thoughts. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Make it count, everybody. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.